Best Pop-Up Books for Adults and Collectors 2026. Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Encyclopedia Prehistorica, Dinosaurs is the best first pop-up book for an adult collector because Robert Sabuda and Matthew Reinhardt deliver large, technically ambitious mechanisms in a book that is still findable at a sane price. Choose ABC 3D for graphic design minimalism, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz for a classic Sabuda showpiece, and DC Superheroes, the ultimate pop-up book for an available fandom trophy. Start with Encyclopedia Prehistorica, Dinosaurs unless you already know you want abstract design, a specific fandom, or a signed limited edition. That answer saves a new collector from paying scarcity prices before learning which kind of paper engineering actually delights them. This guide compares recognized paper engineers in print showpieces, art-forward editions, and secondary market collectibles. We checked publisher and maker information, museum and bookseller listings, collector discussions, unboxings, edition details, and current exact product availability. Prices on out-of-print books move quickly, so the guide treats condition, completeness, and working mechanisms as part of the product rather than footnotes. Imani's view is the useful one. A pop-up book should create a tiny impossible room in your hands. The ranking below tells you which room is worth opening first. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What makes a pop-up book worth collecting as an adult? Here's what the community will tell you the second you ask. It's the asterisk engineering asterisk, not the subject. A children's lift the flap book and a collector's pop-up are different art forms wearing the same coat. The collectible ones are designed by named paper engineers, people who fold, score, and glue mechanisms that assemble themselves the instant a page swings open, then lie flat again when it closes. That self-assembling magic is the whole game. Three things separate a treasure from a toy. First, authorship. A book engineered by Robert Sabuda or Matthew Reinhardt carries the same weight a signed print does. Second, complexity that survives. Collector's prize spreads where a single page erupts into a multi-layer 3D scene, a castle, a dragon, a tower of figures built to open hundreds of times without tearing. Third, edition and condition, a first printing unpunched. With every pull tab intact, in a market where most copies got loved to death by actual children. And there's the intangible everyone keeps circling back to, the gasp. A flat object becomes architecture in your hands, you cannot photograph it properly, you have to open it, that's the thing collectors are really buying. Bring a good reading light, clean dry hands, and zero expectation that a photo will do it justice. Hot take, the artist matters more than the title. Half the collectors we read don't shop by story, they shop by paper engineer. I'll buy anything Sabuda makes is a sentence you'll see over and over. The licensed character on the cover sells the first copy, the name of the person who folded it is what makes you keep buying. Learn the four names in this guide and you'll never buy a dud. Strategy, condition is the whole ballgame before you pay collector prices, work every pull tab and open every spread fully at least once in person, or demand detailed photos online. The single most common flaw in secondary market pop-ups is a torn or detached mechanism from a child's enthusiasm. A pristine, untorn first printing can be worth multiples of a reading copy of the exact same book, by the condition, not just the title. Who are the master paper engineers every collector should know? Learn these four names and you've learned the canon. The New York Times once called Robert Sabuda indisputably the king of pop-ups, and the community has never argued. His fairy tale adaptations, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz asterisk, asterisk Alice's Adventures in Wonderland asterisk, Peter Pan asterisk, are the gold standard for elegant, often white tinfoil, architectural pop-ups that feel like jewelry. Matthew Reinhardt trained alongside Sabuda and then went bigger and louder. He's the engineer collector's credit with the most jaw-dropping single-spread spectacles in the business. His Star Wars, A Pop-Up Guide to the Galaxy, is legendary for its full-size pop-up Millennium Falcon, and his DC Superheroes asterisk and Transformers asterisk books push mechanisms to their structural limit. The two of them co-built the Encyclopedia Prehistorica asterisk trilogy, which most people will tell you is the single best place to start. Then there are the two who broke the form open. David A. Carter abandoned story entirely. His One Red Dot asterisk asterisk 600 Black Spots color series is pure abstract paper sculpture, modern art that happens to fold. And Marion Batchel, the French graphic designer whose ABC 3D turned the alphabet into kinetic typography and won her the 2010 Meggendorfer Prize, the field's highest honor. Sabuda and Reinhardt are the spectacle, Carter and Batchel are the art world cred. Bring a willingness to follow a asterisk name down the rabbit hole, not just a title, start with their maker pages. The Meggendorfer Prize is the field's Oscar named for the 19th century German master Lothar Meggendorfer. The Meggendorfer Prize is awarded by the Movable Book Society as the top honor in paper engineering. Marion Batchel won it in 2010 for ABC 3D. Brooklyn engineer Simon Arisp, who built the modern Keith Haring book, won it in 2018 to 2019. seeing it in a book's pedigree is a reliable quality signal. What everyone's saying about where do I start, ask any pop-up forum what's my first serious book, and the answer comes back almost in unison, Encyclopedia Prehistorica, Dinosaurs, it's the Sabutian Dreinhardt team-up, it's a one New York Times bestseller, it's around $50 new, and the final T-Rex spread is the one that turns curious browsers into lifelong collectors. Which pop-up book is the ultimate showpiece? If you want the one book that does the work of converting a skeptic, the one you set on the coffee table and simply open, the community verdict is remarkably settled. Why this one? Scale and restraint working together. Each of the six spreads detonates into one enormous central pop-up. The climactic Tyrannosaurus Rex lunges up and out at you, jaws gaping, while tucked-in booklets along the edges hide dozens of smaller pop-ups and the actual text. So it works as both a five-second showstopper and an hour-long deep read. It's the book that proves paper engineering is a genuine art form, not a gimmick. For the collector chasing maximum spectacle from a single spread, Reinhardt's Solo asterisk Star Wars, a pop-up guide to the galaxy Millennium Falcon and all, and his enormous asterisk DC superheroes are the louder cousins, but Dinosaurs remains the one nearly everyone names first because it pairs spectacle with the best price-to-wonder ratio on this entire list. Bring a clear table, an audience, and a phone you've already accepted won't capture it. Hot take, the definitive showpiece is also the best value. Here's the part that breaks people's brains. The book most collectors crown as the ultimate showpiece is also one of the cheapest serious titles you can buy new. You do not have to spend the most to own the best opener. Start here and you may never need a better showpiece. Are abstract and art pop-ups worth it, Carter Battle? Oh, this is where the snobs and the design nerds finally agree on something. Yes. 1,000 times yes. The story-free art-forward pop-ups are the ones that earn a place on a design shelf next to your monographs because they're not illustrating a narrative, they're demonstrating what folded paper can asterisk be asterisk. David A. Carter's color series, one red dot asterisk, asterisk 600 black spots asterisk, blue 2 asterisk, yellow square, is the gateway. Each spread is a towering abstract paper sculpture in a single dominant color, and the only plot is a tiny hidden shape you hunt for in the architecture. They're playful, genuinely modern, and they read as fine art the second they're open. Carter even incorporates found materials, yarn, netting, translucent waxy paper, into the later volumes. And then there's Marion Battle's ABC 3D, the cult object of the whole category. 26 letters, each engineered to become the next as the page turns, the alphabet as kinetic typography, in spare black, white, and red. Publishers Weekly gave it a starred review, it won the Meggendorfer Prize, design people who own zero other pop-ups on this one. It's the rare book that's equally at home in a nursery and a graphic design studio. Bring the part of your brain that loves a Bauhaus poster, these are for that exact person. Strategy, buy the abstract titles new, while you still can these reprint less predictably than the big licensed showpieces. What everyone's saying about ABC 3D, the line that follows ABC 3D everywhere comes from its publisher's weekly starred review, and collectors quote it constantly. Critics called it charming and witty, and the verdict that stuck was that it would be a classic. For a wordless alphabet book to earn that from the trade press tells you it crossed over from kids' shelf to design canon, which is exactly why it has. What's the best pop culture pop-up book for fans? If you collect a fandom, the pop-up shelf has trophies built specifically for you, and Matthew Reinhardt is the engineer who owns this lane. His licensed spectacles are the ones franchise collectors fight over because he refuses to make a polite, flat little book. He makes asterisk events. Here's the collector's reality check, though. Most of these are licensed, which means they go out of print fast and then climb. The DC book is the smart buy right now precisely because it's current. The older Star Wars, Game of Thrones, and Transformers titles increasingly live on the secondary market where condition and completeness decide everything. Bring your fandom and the discipline to buy the in-print one before it isn't. Hot take, buy the licensed ones the day they ship. Licensed pop-ups are the worst things to procrastinate on. If a franchise you love gets the Reinhardt treatment, buy it new and buy it now. The DC Superheroes book being in print in 2026 is a gift, don't waste it. Tip, 14 pages, infinite engineering, don't let low page counts spook you. Many of these blockbusters are only 14 pages. Game of Thrones is. In pop-up land, page count is meaningless, mechanism density is everything. 6 to 8 spreads of genuine architectural pop-ups is a substantial, expensive book. Judge by what each spread asterisk does asterisk, never by how many pages it has. What's the best value pop-up book that still feels collectible? The value tier is where new collectors should start because the field's masters made plenty of genuinely affordable masterpieces. And David A. Carter's 600 Black Spots is frequently the cheapest serious art pop-up on the shelf, real Carter engineering for what you'd pay for a hardcover novel. What makes these still collectible rather than just cheap? Named Master Engineers, Real Architectural Mechanisms, and Durable Candlewick Little Simon Production. These aren't dumbed-down editions, they're the actual artists working at an accessible price. Buy two, one to open constantly and one to keep pristine. At these prices, you can afford to bring a friend who doesn't get pop-up books. One of these converts them on the spot. Strategy: the buy two rule for affordable classics. When a great pop-up is cheap and in print, collectors buy two copies, a reading copy to open, share, and enjoy fearlessly, and a sealed copy stored flat and dry as the long-term keeper. Your future self with the pristine first printing will thank you. What everyone's saying about Sabuda as the entry point, the New York Times calling him indisputably the king of pop-ups, isn't hype the community resents, it's the consensus they keep repeating to beginners. Final verdict: build your shelf in tiers and you can't go wrong. The single best first buy for almost everyone is Encyclopedia Prehistorica, Dinosaurs. The four names to remember forever are Sabuda, Reinhardt, Carter, and Battle. Frequently asked questions. Who is the best pop-up book artist? Robert Sabuda is the most widely celebrated pop-up book artist. The New York Times called him indisputably the king of pop-ups. And his fairy tale adaptations, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, are the field's gold standard. That said, best depends on what you want. Sabuda for elegance, Matthew Reinhardt for jaw-dropping spectacle, Star Wars, DC, David A. Carter for abstract art pop-ups, and Marion Battle for kinetic typography, ABC 3D. A Meggendorfer Prize winner, most serious collector's own work by all four. What is the best pop-up book for adults to start with? It's the title the collecting community names most often for newcomers. A one New York Times bestseller, genuinely affordable, and its climactic T-Rex spread is the moment most people fall in love with the art form. Why are pop-up books so expensive? Because they're assembled largely by hand. The intricate mechanisms can't be fully machine-produced, so pop-up books require extensive manual gluing, folding, and assembly, which drives up cost. Out-of-print and signed first editions then climb well beyond list on the secondary market due to scarcity and condition. Are pop-up books a good collectible investment? They can hold and grow in value, especially out-of-print titles by master engineers in pristine, complete condition. Licensed Reinhardt books, Star Wars, Game of Thrones, Transformers, and signed Sabuda first editions are the most likely to appreciate because they go out of print and rarely reprint. But condition is everything. A single torn mechanism can erase most of the value. Buy what you love first. Treat appreciation as a bonus, not a guarantee. What is the difference between a pop-up book and a regular children's book? A collectible pop-up is engineered three-dimensional paper sculpture. Turn the page and mechanism self-assemble into 3D scenes, then fold flat when closed. They're designed by named paper engineers and prized as kinetic art. Regular illustrated and lift-the-flap children's books are flat or use simple flaps. The adult collector market values the engineering and the engineer's authorship, not the reading level. What is the Meggendorfer Prize? It's the highest honor in paper engineering, awarded by the Movable Book Society and named after the 19th-century German pioneer Lothar Meggendorfer. Marion Battle won it in 2010 for ABC 3D, and Brooklyn engineer Simon Arisp, who built the modern Keith Haring pop-up book, won it for 2018 to 2019. Seeing the prize in a book's pedigree is a reliable signal of top-tier craft. Are abstract pop-up books like One Red Dot worth owning? Yes, especially for design-minded collectors. David A. Carter's color series One Red Dot, 600 Black Spots, Blue 2, Yellow Square, and Marion Battle's ABC 3D abandoned storytelling to showcase pure paper engineering as fine art. They read as modern sculpture and sit comfortably on a design shelf. How do I care for and store a collectible pop-up book? Store it flat, not spine up on a shelf, which stresses the mechanisms, in a cool, dry place away from direct sunlight to prevent fading and warping. Open and close pages slowly and fully, handle pull tabs gently, and keep hands clean and dry. For high-value copies, many collectors keep a sealed keeper copy stored flat in a separate reading copy. Avoid humidity, which can warp paper and weaken glue. Where can I buy collectible pop-up books? For in-print titles, buy new from the publisher Candlewick, Simon & Schuster / Little Simon, Abrams, or major retailers and museum shops. Indie art editions like the Keith Haring book and Peter Dahmen's pop-up sculptures come direct from Popposition Press. For out-of-print and signed first editions, specialist rare book marketplaces, Abe Books, Biblio, and dedicated shops like Books of Wonder are the collector's go-to. Always verify condition and mechanism completeness before buying.